This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Calling all entrepreneurs, join the BFM TM Enterprise Promo Contest. Win an iPad, the access to top business mentors, and enjoy an exclusive discount when you subscribe or upgrade your Unify Biz Pro plan or Unify Biz Advanced plan. Head on over to bfm.my/tm now to participate. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier.
BFM 89.9, this is Careers Unusual, and I'm Natalie Sia. And this is where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Throwing a party or an event isn't such a simple affair anymore. Whether it's weddings or birthday parties or corporate events or product launches, people are now looking to make their events memorable, beautiful, and with that special touch. So today I speak to Carmen Yong, an event stylist and designer. Hi Carmen, welcome to the show.
Hi Natalie.
Now what does an event stylist or designer do?
Okay, basically an event stylist, or an event designer, right? We conceptualize and articulate your desired visions into a celebration or into a successful events. So we illustrate from the concept mood board. You know, a concept mood board is something that you always see from a Pinterest, those beautiful pictures, those collage of beautiful pictures, to the final artwork of output. So we make sure of the events, right, is memorable, and people will still talk about it after weeks or even after years. Yeah, so that's what we do.
Okay, what's the difference between an event stylist and an event planner?
Okay, event stylists, they bring in the concept, okay, and then they style the whole event. But event planner, probably they have more things to do. They bring in vendors, they plan the whole events, they manage the whole things. Yeah,
right.
But of course, for me, we do both. Yeah, we cover everything.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have to have a certain degree or background of experience?
Probably I can tell a bit of my story. I was a finance girl. I study finance. My major is finance and econs, and I work in a various foreign bank for the first 10 years of my working life. So you don't really need a bachelor of art or a certain certificate that relevant to arts. But I always believe that you must have a passion in art and in, you know, all those beautiful things. Yeah.
So the passion and an eye for beauty.
Correct.
It's
correct.
Very important. Correct. What kind of events do you do?
We do all sort of events. We do all sort of events like weddings, corporate events, and birthday, but we seldom take birthday because normally we do quite big scale of events, product launchings. Yeah.
What kind of events do you see more demand of event stylists?
I started up with weddings, but recent years I realized a lot of corporate, they came from us. They came for us and actually asked us to manage or even style various type of events for them. So I think if you are talking about the demands, I think both sides also, personal or corporate also have quite a strong demands in the market.
Okay, why should people engage event stylists as opposed to just doing it themselves? You know, nowadays you can get so many things.
It's really very tough to do it yourself, trust me. It's really very really, very tough, especially for weddings. A lot of brides, they would actually tell us that, okay, I can do it this myself, I can do it, with my bridesmaid or everything. But trust me, it's impossible. Because, you see, on that day itself, right, you have actually so much of things to take care of, okay? Why don't you just, you know, hire an event stylist, which is professionals, to handle everything for you, actually, from A to Z, you know? And you need a lot of setup, especially those big skill of setup, right? You need a proper team. You need a professional team to set up for you. Yeah, all this need about like at least few hours. Yeah,
so to save yourself the hassle and the stress.
Correct.
Okay, do you have to come up with the concept of the event, or do your clients normally come to you with what they want already?
It depends. Some clients, when they come to us, right, they have their own concept already. So what we normally need to do is we actually propose few ideas which can actually blend in well with their concept. And then after that, only we talk about the setup, everything. But we do have a lot of customers that they do not have any ideas. So probably I will say my company, what makes my company different is actually we have quite a number of pre-designed team. There's about more than 10 pre-designed teams. It's actually used to cater those customers who do not have any idea at all. So these 10 different teams, we have like gardens or vintage or actually really various kind of team. So they can actually from the team that we provide, okay, they can choose from it and then from there only we customize for them.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be much more easier for them. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned just now that you were a finance girl.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to come into this industry?
Okay. First, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was young. And I love art a lot. Actually, I really love art a lot. But of course, when I completed my studies, right, okay, I got quite a good offer from banking industry. And then after that, they transferred me to Singapore. So I think, probably is a good path for me. But when I take my MBA, even my MBA is specialized finance. That's a joke. So I get to know a bunch of very interesting people during the course. So after completed my MBA, right, I have actually decided why not I use the experience that I have in banking industry, okay, combined with my passion, which is art. I really love beautiful things, honestly. I really love to turn everything into beautiful things. Basically, I think that everything can blend in with art. You can blend in with art with business. You can blend in art with food, you can blend it up with events, you can blend it up even with yourself. So, and after that, because for the first 10 years during my working life, I have attended a lot of events also, especially when I work in the treasury department, we got a lot of product launchings. And I realized that a lot of events, right, they do not make a very big impact. Okay, because it's, normally I believe that you attend a lot of conferences or so, a lot of events or so. They are just probably a very normal setup or normal rundown, which most of the customer, right, let's say for product launchings, right, they don't get the impact. They won't remember your product. That's the thing. So I think compared to Western country, I shouldn't say Western country, because even Eastern country like China, like Japan, like Korea, in event field, they are doing really well. Okay, their concept is really superb. It's really very creative. So that's why I'm thinking, okay, probably I can come up with a business that I can actually fill in the gap. Yeah, so that's how I started, like 2 years plus ago.
Yeah. Okay, but in these 2 years, do you think that people in Malaysia are willing to pay for elaborate events?
I can see the trend right now. I can really see the trend right now. Of course, because we got quite a good profile, okay, we really did quite a number of events, really. And I actually very proud to say all our setup is really beautiful. So from there, we can see the confidence level of the customer is there, basically. So after we actually propose them, with our creative or unique idea, so far, the budget that actually client allocate for styling, for events is quite big, though, nowadays.
Can you give me 3 things that would make or break an event?
Okay, things might break the events, okay. You see, things might go strong last minute, okay. That's the things. A lot of unexpected things might come out last minute. So what I normally do is I will actually perform a recess assessment at the very earlier part of the event. So I will brainstorm what could happen first, and then I'll prepare the solutions.
All right. Any advice for upcoming event stylists?
You got to really, really read a lot. Okay, you got to always, always go and find out more details on how other people doing their good jobs. For me, I always refer to a lot of very useful websites like BizBuzz, all those, because especially for Western country, they have a lot of very successful celebrity event designers. They really did a very, very fabulous job. So always refer to them. Refer to them doesn't mean that you have to copy them, but I believe that you can actually get a lot of inspirations from there. And then blend in with your new idea, okay? And then you come up with a unique solution for your clients. For myself, honestly, I love to travel. I travel a lot. I look at every single details, even in shopping malls. The setup in shopping malls, the setup in hotel, in restaurant, yeah, everything. Honestly, even a fashion could give you a lot of inspiration also, yeah. So just observe every little thing around you. Just observe every little thing in your life.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen. I've been speaking to Carmen Yong, an event designer and stylist. This has been Careers Unusual on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.